You think everybody I've ever prayed for jumped up and lived? I've lost folks. But do you see there's passion in me? Do you see I'm serious, or do you think I'm putting on a show? I can't let my failure build a case against the gospel. I can't let what I feel like I failed in, or I'm not saying my failure, but what I fell short in, what I didn't get that I wanted, I can't let that change what I know. You get it? So when I lose somebody from cancer and then I hear of another one with cancer, I don't get intimidated and think, oh no, here we go again. I think I can't wait to touch them because this has got to change. We're going to win this one because Jesus is Lord. Well, that's a different thinking in the church. I hear people reach out and pray and get involved in somebody's life and they die and they say, well, I stepped out, I prayed and God didn't move and I'm never doing that again. I feel foolish. That means it's all about you. You stepped out. Who'd you step out for, you or God? Did you step out for you, for them, for God? You stepped out for you. If you're taking it personal and you're getting offended, you're still involved, you're way too alive, it's time to die. Come on, I'm just talking real straight now. I hope you're all right with that. I'm smiling. I don't even have the right. I don't have any right in my life but the right to be like him. Well, I got to quit. But I got to read this. We know all things work together for the good, for those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. Watch this. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined. Why? To be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among who? Many brethren. These are covenant terms, family terms. Whew, this is heavy. Moreover, whom he predestined, he called. Whom he called, he justified. Whom he justified, he glorified. How? By filling us with the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. If we're just waiting to go to heaven, church, why do we have the mighty Holy Ghost? Why did he fill us with the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead? Because he told us to raise the dead. He told us to heal the sick. He told us to cleanse the lepers. He's waiting on the church, and we're trapped in religion waiting on God. We're gun shy and we're backwards and tail turned because our experience hasn't suggested this book. But this book is still true. We've got to go after it militantly till our experience lines up with his. Period. Any less means my thoughts are in the way, my feelings are in the way, my wisdom's in the way, I'm in the way. I am not backing off of the gospel. I'm going to run the race worthy of a prize. It's period. You fall, you get up, and you brush off, and you march like a diligent soldier. You endure hardship, and you press on, and you no longer entangle yourself with the affairs of this life so you might please the one that enlisted you. Come on, I'm just talking straight from my heart. This is how I live, or I wouldn't preach it to you. I'd be deceived to preach it to you if I didn't live this way. This is how I live. This is how I'm going to live. And I'm brushing up on it, too. I'm going to live even more like this. I'm serious. I got visions. God has spoken to me and given me open visions, tongues, interpretation, and visions in stages. And I see where I'm heading. And I've got a hunger in me. And I'm going after it. And he's telling me, this is your destiny. This is what I've provided through my son. And it's not for me. It's for us. That's why I'm preaching it, so it can multiply, so we can get of like faith and like heart. I told you, I've seen a lot, but I haven't seen enough. Not even close. But I've seen a lot, haven't seen enough. Let me finish. What shall we say to these things? Who did all this? God predestined us. God called us. God justified us, and he glorified us. I think we ought to just say yes and amen. I think we ought to say, woohoo, thanks for loving me, God, right? When I was unlovely, you loved me. When I was hopeless, you gave me hope. When I was lost, you found me. The gospel's true. The songs we sing, yay, they're true. When are we just going to receive that? See, we don't realize how much we're in the way. We don't realize how much we're expecting God to be a certain way for our sake, and how we need life and all our ducks to be in a certain row for us to be a certain way. You don't realize how your joy could be dependent on many other things than your salvation. Come on, think with me. That's idolatry. If something dictates your joy, that's a bullseye. The enemy will just pound that thing and keep you down. If there's something that determines your joy and your attitude and your personality of being up here, and it's other than God, you're a sitting duck. He will smell that out, and he will hit that thing. And he will keep you in derision. It's the truth. Look, I've really got to stop it. I just watch this last scripture. It's two verses. What shall we say to these things? If this is Paul reasoning in God, not human reasoning. This is scriptural reasoning. This is good. In light of what he said, how? What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Now, you'll shout that in church at the right time when the music's right and everybody will freak out and hallelujah, and you get in the right church, they'll go off when you preach that stuff. That's time. You can get into that and everybody, woo, yay, yeah.